T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:13, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If only they could see behind the scenes, huh, Tim? If only. We're joined now by Kelly Chandler, Regional Director for the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Tell me what's going on with pumps in the outfall canals.
Yeah, so I want to first explain that these pumps are only operated when there's an expected storm surge from the lake, so not on an everyday rain event.
Since you started there, Kelly, let me go back a step.
Okay.
After Katrina, they built pumping stations at the outfall canals, and the idea behind those is what?
So the idea is on a normal rain event, when it rains, the Sewage and Water Board, which is a different agency, pumps the rainwater into the canals, and they naturally drain into the lake. But when we have a predicted storm surge in the lake, those pumping stations serve as a barrier, and there's gates that we close to prevent the surge from the lake back up into the canals and into the city. So what we do is we close those gates and we match the pumping of Sewage and Water Boards. The Sewage and Water Boards pumping the rainwater into the canals, and then we pump it from the canal back up and over into the lake.
These are the pumps that we're talking about, right?
These are the pumps we're talking about, correct. So on an everyday rain event, the gates are open, the rainwater gets into the canals, and the canals drain into the lake. And so this is only during a storm event or predicted storm surge where we have to serve as a barrier for that surge.
So what did you find with the pumps?
So we had some anomalies that we noticed when we were doing our routine maintenance and the overheating of a bearing, and we immediately notified the state agency that serves as our non-federal sponsor, which is the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, or CPRA, who then turned around and notified the Corps of Engineers. They started doing investigations and eventually pulled the pump, and we noticed, they noticed severe corrosion in that bearing.
Are you an engineer, Kelly?
I am not an engineer. I am a finance accountant by background.
Okay, I was just wondering, because I was going to ask about stainless steel parts, or if that played a part in any of this, do you know?
You can't ask me that question. We do know that is a potential. They are looking at several different theories on what has caused the corrosion. They have not come to a final conclusion as of yet, but that is one of the items that they are looking at.
So were they supposed to be made of stainless steel, or can stainless steel corrode, or do we know?
Well, there are parts that are made of stainless, and there are parts that are made of carbon steel. And, you know, over time, those materials do corrode, and there's different factors that affect that. There's a multitude of reasons why it would be more corroded or less corroded. There's things you can do to protect it, and they are investigating all of those various factors to determine what the ultimate cause was.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. They're supposed to last 35 years, right?
Correct.
And they're 5 years old.
That's correct.
And the process of determining if the others are corroded is kind of cumbersome?
It is. They are investigating all of the other pumps. They're doing preliminary investigations, and they will have them all inspected before hurricane season so that we know where we stand before the season starts. And so, you know, there is ongoing investigations and inspections that they're doing currently.
What are some of the causes of the corrosion? Did they say, or do you know?
Well, again, there's several different theories. We don't know the final determination
yet.
What
are some of the theories?
Some of the theories are dissimilar metals. So when you have carbon versus stainless, some of the theories are impressed current. It gets pretty technical, but you know, there's multiple potential causes.
What has it done to the efficacy of the pump? The pump that it started with a heated up bearing, I think, right? Is that what you said?
That's correct. And if the pump had an overheated bearing, that bearing is being replaced. It's being fixed. It will be in service before hurricane season. And then all the other pumps will be inspected and minor repairs done in order to prepare for hurricane season.
And to see if the other pumps have problems, I'm just wondering about what has to be done, because you got to disassemble a pump or take it down completely?
No, you can do, you don't have to completely disassemble it. They did on several of them just to get a better look. But to do some of the inspections, they're not having to take the pump completely apart. They can use other less invasive measures.
So does this have anything to do with maintenance at all, or do you know that?
No, yeah, I do know that. No, it doesn't have anything to do with maintenance. We've done all the maintenance that was prescribed by the Corps, and this particular bearing is where it's placed. You can't see it. You would have to disassemble the pump to actually get to the bearing itself. So it's not related to any type of maintenance.
How concerned are you about this?
Anytime you have a pump failure, of course, it causes concern. I mean, we think about flood protection every single day, and we never forget the impacts of Katrina on the region. But the Corps has assured us that we will be ready for hurricane season. They have assured us that they will be able to move the water if needed. And so, going with that assumption, we feel like we should be prepared for hurricane season.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Kelly Chandler, Regional Director for the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. And we talked about maintenance of the pumps. And we'll talk about the pumping stations when we come back. And do we know for a fact that these will work when they're needed? If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. It is 820. That's time for traffic now on WWL. 8:23 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Kelly Chandler, Regional Director for the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. And we're talking about Kelly, what is it exactly that's the problem with the pump?
A bearing that overheated.
A bearing that overheated, and it revealed some corrosion on one of the pumps that is designed to drain the outfall canals in the event of a hurricane. Accurate?
Correct.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
So what kind of tests have been done on all three of these? I guess there are three of them, right? Where are they?
Well, there's actually three stations, and there's a total of 17 pumps. So each of the stations have multiple pumps within the stations, and they are currently investigating and inspecting all of the pumps at each of the stations.
How often do y'all check these?
Oh, every day. We're doing routine maintenance every day. We do monthly test runs on the pumps. In fact, the reason that we were able to catch what the problem was because we were doing our routine maintenance. So we are constantly working on the pumps, maintaining them, operating them, and testing them, and that's how we were able to identify that there was a potential problem.
I'm getting a lot of text here from people, and, people hear and they don't know, but they want to get involved. About lubrication, but I don't want to get us into pump repair 101 on the radio, but I presume that's part of the necessary maintenance that's been done, and there are logs that indicate everything's being done like it's supposed to be?
Yeah, that's correct. There's grease lines that run down into the bearings, and we have records of all of that being done.
So overall, going into hurricane season, which will be here in the blink of an eye before you know it, tell me a little bit about what it is that you all do and how ready are we for hurricane season?
Well, in general, not just for the pumps, but for the system as a whole, we do tabletop exercises. We exercise all of the gates across the system. We're constantly doing maintenance and inspections. We do quarterly inspections as well as annual inspections along with a core of engineers. And so we feel, you know, as a whole, that we will be ready for hurricane season. For the pumps specifically, you know, I think the core, like I said, the core has assured us that we would be. It's early still in the process. They still have quite a few pumps to inspect. And so we're still gathering data and still determining what the ultimate long-term repairs will be.
And you guys also monitor levees, correct?
So, yeah, we operate and maintain all of the levees, flood walls, and flood gates throughout the region on the east bank of the Mississippi River, so for Jefferson Parish, Orleans Parish, and St. Bernard Parish.
So what's the situation with levees? Somebody texted in. Are they constantly sinking? Are we going to be in a position of constantly putting, I guess, mud on top of them to raise them?
Well, we, of course, all of the soil in southeast Louisiana subsides, but that is taken into account when they design the levees, and so they plan for that subsidence. And we constantly survey it and, you know, monitor it. So, yes, they are sinking and will require lifts in the future, but we do plan for that, and we do anticipate that as part of the design and as part of our overall operation.
Any final thoughts?
Just, I want to thank all of our employees for the hard work that they do every single day to maintain the flood protection system. And, you know, it's good to not be in the news because that means everything is working. You know, for Ida, it worked just as it was designed. And I just want to thank them for their hard work and dedication. And I also want to thank the Corps of Engineers for being forward-leaning and stepping up to investigate and inspect these pumps and determine what the ultimate cause is.
So, again, a recap for people that are just tuning in because I'm getting some texts. There are how many pumps?
There are 17 total pumps.
One has shown signs of corrosion prematurely?
Correct. One had overheated and failed, and when the Corps inspected it, they determined it was due to severe corrosion.
And from that point, now they're checking the pumps to see if there's any corrosion by disassembling them or what?
They have disassembled a few of them, but some of them they are inspecting just through cameras and other less invasive means. So they're not disassembling all of them.
And as it stands now, corrosion has only been found in one.
No, there has been corrosion found in others, but it was not to the extent of the one that failed. So there is corrosion in some of the other pumps. And the Corps has pledged to come back after hurricane season and do more permanent repairs to all of the pumps.
Who would be on the hook for this if it costs any money to fix it?
Well, it wouldn't be our agency or our taxpayers. It's going to be up to the Corps of Engineers and, you know, their contractors to determine that.
I thank you, Kelly. I appreciate your time. Next half hour, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk to Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, about this and also about a court ruling with the Bonnie Carey spillway openings. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Lance Parlow, been arrested more than 55 times. I'm looking forward to this. He's using his story to turn young people off of a life of crime. And Eleanor Tabone over at Channel 4 did this story originally, and we got Lance's contact information because I like to go straight to the source. And if we're going to talk about how do you prevent young people from going into crime, well, you got a case study here in Lance. And we're going to find out how he got involved in that life and what are his suggestions to keep other people from getting involved in a life. Ricky Boyette, though, when we come back, Corps of Engineers, Tommy Tucker, stay with us, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.